Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
It took long enough, but LeBron James finally made his decision, perhaps his last decision, and that is he is taking his talents to Philly. Let me first start by saying the Sixers are going to be an all-time epic failure. All-time. The hype and buzz that is already surrounding this team with the addition of Brown, with the addition of LeBron, to go along with the roster that they had already. The Sixer hype is going to be through the roof. The attention on them, the idea that it is their time now, they are going to dethrone the Knicks, they are going to the finals, they are going to win a championship. Everything now sort of has to go through Philly if you want to make it to the finals. The Sixers are all sizzle and no substance. Zero. And I said this to people that reached out to me when Jaylen Brown was traded. People in my life that just, because some people just need positive Tommy when it comes to like text messages or that, you know, they don't want to wait for the radio show. And they just hit me up and they say, well, what do you think of this Sixers situation? The Knicks are in trouble. And I said, this is when the Brown trade went down. I said, they're not. And then when LeBron signed with the Sixers, same thing. Oh boy, the Knicks are in trouble. Look at what the Sixers are doing. And it's like, the Knicks are not in trouble. Because here's the bottom line. The Sixers have zero depth, especially in their front court. None. Joel Embiid is basically a mummy trying to go up and down the court. He can't move. He's off injured. In many ways, he is a, I won't go as far as what Tiki called him, but I would say Embiid's a gutless player. Has not been able to get over the hump in his career team-wise. Obviously, personal achievements, yes. Individual ones, yes. But team-wise, no. We saw it firsthand here with the Knicks. In order to win a championship, you have to have depth. Having a great starting five, that absolutely is a big part of winning. But ultimately, we sort through this run. The guys on the bench contributed just as much and were just as important. And without them, the Knicks wouldn't have won a championship. Whether it's Shamet, whether it's Clarkson, whether it's Alvarado, whether it was Mitch, Shamet, all those players played a major hand and a major part of the Knicks winning a title. The Sixers don't have that bench. They don't have any bench. They have no depth. They are all sizzle, no substance. None. Yeah, they'll make headlines. Yeah, they'll be in the A block, which is the first segment, on most days on national television. But they will be, the Sixers, mark my words, an epic disaster, an epic failure, an all-time epic failure. Because it wasn't just enough to get Jaylen Brown, a champion, a finals MVP, a guy that can't get the Knicks out of his mouth. But they also added, in some people's eyes, the greatest player of all time. And now, along with Maxey, Edgecombe, Embiid, they have the best starting five in basketball, which they don't, by the way. The Knicks still have a better starting five than them. But the lack of depth and just the idea that you're going to throw all these players together, and we've seen this time and time again. To win a championship, you have to have chemistry. You have to be cohesive. You have to be one heartbeat. There's no way the Sixers are going to be that this year. No shot. And then you factor in a tough town, tough expectations. They will eat that team alive. It's already a basketball team that they gave up on, they abandoned, and they let the Knicks walk in there and basically take over their building time and time again, where it is, yes, in fact, MSG South, where the Knicks fan goes in there like, you're not home and you left me your keys to your apartment. And I walk in there and I drink all your beer. I eat all your food. I put my muddy shoes all over your table. I go into your bathroom. I take a dump. Don't flush. And then I leave. And I don't even lock the door behind me. That's what the Knicks fan, my fellow Knicks fan, does in Philadelphia and has been doing for years. And just adding all these stars in the attempt, desperate attempt, to try to be better than the Knicks will fall flat on its face, as the Sixers will. It will be an epic failure, an epic disaster. And I, for one, am thrilled over that because I didn't want the Sixers to just fade into oblivion. The more the merrier, because it only builds the expectations higher and higher and higher, and it makes the fall even worse for that fan base. The one that abandoned that basketball team, who are now all going to go through the turnstile. They're going to have their LeBron jerseys on. They're going to think they're going to win a championship, and they are in for a rude awakening. Rude awakening. Because the Knicks are basically returning whole. They swap Drummond in and got Mitch out of here. And I don't mean that. I probably should rephrase that. It's not that they got Mitch out of here, but Mitch left on his own accord, and then they brought in Drummond. The Knicks did. And as far as rebounding, you don't lose much with Drummond, and you get a better three-point shooter. Obviously, the defense is not anywhere near what it is with Mitchell Robinson, but Drummond can do things better than Mitch, and he can do things similar to Mitch, but the defense is one that he is lagging severely behind on. But that's where you just have to have a collective effort defensively. The Sixers are not, I repeat, not going to the finals. They're not winning a championship. They're not dethroning the Knicks. No way, no how. They won't have the chemistry. They won't have the cohesiveness. They don't have the depth. They lack it severely. The Knicks completely and utterly took them apart this year because they didn't have that depth. LeBron is also an older player, aging player, that might not have a lot left in the tank come playoff time. You're going to have to manage his minutes all year. You're going to have to manage Embiid's minutes all year. And you're going to have to try to make all the egos and personalities and everything work in under a season to try to get that team to be a well-oiled machine. When we saw what it took with the Knicks year after year after year after year, forging this championship team.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
With the heartbreak, the tears, the blood of brutal playoff losses, playoff series losses. Wasn't an overnight success. It never is in basketball. Anytime you try to do it, it fails. Ask a Net fan. Well, we got KD. We got Harden. We got Kyrie. And I know everybody wants to point, whenever I bring this up, well, but Tommy, you know, everything that went down with COVID and injuries. Okay, but those things happened. And then everybody jumps ship. This is why the Knicks, not only for our purposes here in New York, but across the league, the Knicks should be celebrated. They should be just put up on a pedestal because this team, led by Leon Rose, the architect, brick by brick, the Knicks built their team the right way. The right way. Not this BS where, and LeBron is now becoming like Kevin Durant, and in the fact that he's a mooch and he's just trying to win a ring. To the point where his agent, Rich Paul, flat out said in an interview, well, look, if the Knicks hadn't won a championship, then LeBron would be a Knick. No, thank you. That ship sailed a long time ago. And this couldn't have worked out any better. Not only is LeBron James not a Knick, nor will he ever be a Knick, but he got to go to Philly and get those fans' expectations through the roof, only to be let down, severely let down. Because if I were a Sixer fan, I would blindly sort of ignore all the deficiencies and I would get caught up in LeBron James and Jaylen Brown. It's a really fancy car driving down the street, but when you pop the hood, it's a disaster. No depth, zero chemistry, injury concerns. Embiid, even when he's quote-unquote healthy, the guy's basically a mummy going up and down the floor. And a fan base that probably wants to swallow them alive because they've already abandoned the team, but now they're going to be back, they're going to go through the turnstile, and they're going to believe that the Sixers can get to the finals and win a championship. But the reality is, they're not going to. The Knicks still have a better starting five, they still have a better team. They are still the kings of the East. They are still the measuring stick. They are still the standard. They are still the best team, not only in their conference, but in the league. But for the purposes of this conversation, it would be their conference. And adding Brown and adding LeBron, it doesn't put the Sixers over the top. It just doesn't. Nor does it put the Heat over the top by adding Giannis. The Knicks found out what it takes to win a championship. It's not sexy. It's not going to get you headlines or talked about on ESPN. But what wins championships is chemistry and depth. And defense. The Sixer team going to play defense? You know the Knicks are. And this is perfect, perfect for the Knicks because they can fly under the radar. They can be besmirched, not talked about. And I don't talk about here, but I'm saying in general. nationally, they will be ignored. And it's a chip on the shoulder of Brunson. It is motivation for this team as they quietly go about their business and are virtually returning the same team. And the idea of a Kolek, a Diawara progressing, and the younger players becoming more and more contributors on this team, especially come playoff time. Knicks are sitting real pretty. Real pretty. Boston got worse. Miami added Giannis, but they almost got worse by adding him. And Philly is just that superpower team that is all style and zero substance. Zero. And it's going to be a long fall from grace for the Sixers when you consider where they're standing right now and their expectations to where they're going to end up. And I was saying it for weeks. I hope LeBron went to one of these teams, whether it's the Cavs and the Sixers or the Heat, so that the Knicks could send him on his way. Because he signed a two-year deal, but he's got a player option, which means he can say, see ya after a year. I'm retiring. Or maybe he'll go join the Warriors or something after this. But he's not long for Philly. I don't think he's going to play 2 years there. Because I think it's going to be a disaster. Epic. All time. And it really couldn't happen to a better fan base, let's be real.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.